The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. My cock's broke. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to This Mess. Friday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesley. Big dicks around here somewhere, and we are. It is a mess outside.
This
is
glorious day.
This is what we've been waiting for. This Sholo got 5 inches of rain last night.
Oh man, maybe it'll wash away.
This is great, but I just got this, and like you know, when they close schools and stuff in the wintertime back east, here during the monsoon they close things. So all like workplace, if you have to work 10 miles or more from your home, you can't go. Like it's illegal. If they find out, it's like $100,000 fine. So you need to stay home. Women, they said that you're not necessary today at the office. You need to stay home.
We're all 10 miles away from work. What are we doing here?
Well, no. I'm 9.7.
Oh, are you? Yeah, you're good. You just made it.
I measured it all out that we can all make it. We're all good. We just barely made it. But yeah, as many people that are willing to stay home today do it because if my ride in at 4:40 was at 38 miles an hour with no traffic at all. I can't imagine what's going to happen when this thing bunches up. We got good rain going right now. This is it. This is what monsoons used to be. All night long and busting, just crushing lightning. We had a thunder crack here. I thought the building was going to collapse. This building is going to collapse.
Oh, yeah,
collapse.
It's gone. If that hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this building.
This, what was right?
Just like cut in half like a Ginsu.
Oh, if this thing took a lightning strike, are you kidding me? This place would be... I don't know that would light on fire because it's just a big soggy box of cardboard. I'm pretty sure that's what it was built out of. But, yeah, it is flooding. Our building is flooding. It's making noises it shouldn't make. It's pretty great. But, yeah, this thing will go down in a heap.
I think you're right. It would smolder like a stick of incense.
Yeah, it would be that weird wet goo that kind of – it's on fire, but you can walk away from it. Nobody's going to get hurt. This building, I'm not worried about this thing and lightning at all. But, yeah, my friend texted me last night. He goes, yeah, the power was out at our house in Scottsdale. Said, and it didn't look good, and the kids were freaking out. He said, so you know what? Made a night of it, went over to the Hampton, and power's out at the Hampton. He's like, I don't know what to do. He's chasing me around. He's got nowhere to go. Scottsdale got smashed. So pretty great. I used to love this when I was a kid. These are the monsoons we used to get 2-3 times every couple weeks.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager. And, man, East Mesa, we'd have those trash barrel races. You'd watch them. They'd start going. This is what we had last night. It was a good one. And it's still going. So if you can stay home, anyone named Kim, not allowed to leave the house this morning in a car, can't do it. It's just pointing out the facts. State laws. Can't do it. You got to stay home. If you can, just stay away from this because it's a mess. And I also noticed that on the 202, my Jeep, when I was on the right lane, getting ready to, it's pulling me. And I'm like, there's water all over
the hands.
Starting to push me and pull me. And I'm like, oh, no. Everybody's going to spin out. So beware. And even if you're one of those people that's not real good at driving in this and you're nervous while I tell you that, you're the one I'm talking to. Don't risk it. It's not worth it. Yeah, ladies, your job's not that important.
For sure, tone it down. If you notice, it looks like the freeway's a fog in front of my windshield.
Yeah.
From the car in front of you.
From the mist. You're too close.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. And this is those moments where ladies get like all excited. They get all horned up first thing in the a.m. this weather. So do your jobs and take care of it. It's a lot of wobbly legs heading into work this morning.
I love the rain.
Like, yeah, yeah. All right, whatever. Let's do this. So you get that going. And just have a morning where you're a little late. It's a good excuse to call in and say I'm late. Like there's... My house is flooded. Lie to your bosses. It's not that big a deal. They're not going
to
question.
Get some sleep because you need to be full pull when the opening ceremonies start.
That's right, which is in an hour and 11 minutes, Brady. We get the full pull opening ceremonies that no one can be at. get your
and
coffee.
There is no one attending, well, right?
Like 900 people, dignitaries. They're allowed, like Jill Biden. She's allowed in there.
Are the Ramans performing?
The Ramans are not going to perform. As of today, the Ramans are banned for their Holocaust material, which they thought was going to crush at the opening ceremonies, but turns out a couple of places not too happy with that. So,
how about the Super Mario Brothers? Are they going to be?
Super Mario is not going to pop up out of the earth. Abe's not going. So all the people that we've worried about, not going. However, they do still have it planned that the Paralympians are going to roll out their masturbate and eat their own feces, because that's what the composer would have wanted. Still part of the program. Yeah, the Olympics start today, which I have zero excitement for at all. I mean, I always end up liking the Olympics. It takes me about 5 days, and I'll watch some stupid event, and I'll get into it. But, like, swimming's usually fun, but not really. I don't know. Track bores me. I like watching Usain Bolt. I like watching the magic people. I don't care about all the
sprints are pretty good. The hurdles.
I don't get into it unless there's a crash. Like, it's NASCAR to me. If the hurdles, I don't care that everybody makes it. I'll never remember these people, ever. Something spectacular has to happen, like, 9 times in a row for me to like it.
The pole vaulter from England.
What is that?
Chipped his teeth, took 2 teeth out.
See, you're not talking about an Olympic. You're talking about an accident. You like watching it for NASCAR, too, though.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, nobody likes watching pole vaulters succeed. Except for the females.
Yeah.
We just like watching them run with that because their outfits are awesome. Beach volleyball is probably the best sport, most competitive, and it looks the best. I don't know. I'll find
myself.
What
about the hoops? It'll be interesting.
Just don't feel like great basketball.
I know. I mean, we should be dominant, but it doesn't look like, you know, well, then they have a couple of losses, that's nothing.
It was before half the team showed up. They're loafing through. They'll be fine in the Olympics, and half those guys don't care. They're not getting, you know, it's the honor of wearing the USA jersey matters to a few of them. But if they lose, it doesn't really hurt them. Nobody remembers the team that lost that started the Dream Team thing. But Dan Marley was on it. It was a college team in 88 that ended up with a bronze, I think. And that was the first time we got bounced outside of that mess that happened back in the 72.
And we said, that's it.
When they
bring the pros in.
Yeah, they had 4 timeouts for Russia for no reason. Just keep trying until they hit the buzzer beater.
the longest 7 seconds in the
Olympics. It was like a ridiculous
thing,
but these college kids were beating the Russian pros. And then finally in 92, they said, screw it. You want the best, we're letting them. And we put together. And that was, to me, the downfall of the entire Olympic Games. It's like, I see these guys playing for millions already. I know what really matters to the guys on the Bucks and the Suns. They want the NBA accolades. The Olympic stuff is neat. Good on a resume, looks great on your wall of awards and stuff. I mean, Devin Booker would love to have it. He's not going to have an NBA trophy,
but he gets
this
a
year.
Gold.
But if he gets a medal,
get a gold.
Would you hang a silver medal?
Sure.
Would you really?
Mm. Yeah.
Not me.
There's something about I know you say the second place is
sucks,
first loser, but
it is
the Olympics to get a medal. You're top 2 in the world, top 3 in the world, really the competition.
You participated in the Olympics. That's fantastic.
Look at the accolades people get. Not accolades, but the recognition a person that even was in the Olympics gets.
That's all I'm saying. Just run with that. Don't go too crazy about your almost. If you're going to get that close, win it.
I mean, you're not going to be on the cover of a Wheaties box.
Nope, you're not going to get much of anything as the silver guy. You're a silver guy.
The reason I'm looking forward to it is this article I found here.
Uh-oh. Bert's got something.
Oh, hang on a second. For computers, is another mess around here? No, this is a good one.
Did we just get a quick
do-do-do? Yeah. He got a little hold music.
There we go. He's one of those guys.
When he's fiddling around with something, he do-do-do's you.
Top 10 hottest females in Tokyo article.
We've got an Olympic story. These are the names to watch. Gorgiane Moline. Where's she from?
U.S.
What's she do? Jogs around.
I don't know. Track and field.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
She jogs around
slow.
She's
wearing tight clothes.
All right. That's a winner. Does she wear that?
I don't know.
What's her event, Brett? We have to know what to watch. Oh, my.
Swimming.
She's a swimmer, too?
That looks like that's Stephanie Gilmore. Stephanie Gilmore. Surfing. She's from Australia.
Yeah, that makes sense. You've ever seen the girls that surf, the professional girl surfers?
Oh, no, wait a minute. This is Stephanie. That's still not bad.
Oh, still fantastic. We like her.
Ooh.
All right, is this objectifying the Olympics? I like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a great idea. I like that. Oh, my God. The rock crawling girl looks like she's humping a wall. Her name is Janja?
Janja?
Gambre.
Garnbret.
No, Garnbre. Yeah, I like that. I like Janja.
Slovenia.
It might be Janja.
Yeah.
Janja. She's a Slovak.
Danusia.
Oh, there's some good stuff on that. Rock climbing. And then there's some gymnastics, which I always feel bad about. I end up watching the gymnastics, and I feel like a creepy, creepy person because I don't care if they succeed again. I'm just there for the outfit failures. Yeah. And once they start climbing. That one's hot. What'd she do?
Whoa.
Man, oh man, Brett, this is a sight.
Gymnastics.
Danusia Francis, where's she from? Brazil?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Jamaica has a gymnastics team?
I guess so.
They're going to lose. Why bother?
Is synchronized swimming.
Ugh.
Whoa.
Team.
Whoa, who's that? Oh, is that that diver?
No, looks like she's a skateboarder.
Skateboarder. Yeah, skateboarding's in the Olympics this year.
From Brazil.
Oh. You know, skateboarding is in the Olympics for the very first time this year in Tokyo, and it's banned in Tokyo.
Like you can't skate?
It's wildly illegal in Japan, in the cities of Japan, to skateboard. Jeez. You can't do it.
It's
so
in the skate parks or
nowhere. No skate parks. Like the weird thing is they have this underground. I was watching the story about it, and the guys that were talking about it were like, it's underground. Even the Olympic team training has to do it in some underground facility.
You just got yourself a Fast and Furious.
You've got a Slow and Furious. Series. I mean, it's not. I've never understood, and Brett used to skateboard. Oh, yeah. I've never understood it as a mode of transportation. Like dudes that used to skate to school, I always was like, just walk. It doesn't seem like you're going any faster.
You are going faster. You are.
Little,
you are.
But
if you're good at it.
Yeah, I mean.
It just looked kind of weird.
Most dudes are carrying them.
Yeah, that's true.
Walking
too.
With their board.
Like a bike or my feet or a car, all better than a skate. Skateboard's the worst mode of A to B. I remember my one friend tried to get me into it. He's like, we'll just skate. I got two boards. We'll just skate over to the McDonald's. I'm like, I'll just walk. I'm literally going to be like a minute behind you at worst. There's no way like you're going to go down Southern Avenue faster than me. Oh, I'm skating. I know. And then I just don't like the k-kunk of sidewalks. Maybe it's some sort of OCD for me, but I could never get into skateboarding. And I always admired the guys that did the tricks. I thought those were cool.
One pebble away from disaster.
And that's
that is
my
true.
My mom,
that is 100% true.
My mom convinced me that a skateboard would end my life faster than anything else.
Roller
and it
could. Skates,
oh, and it can.
Yeah.
Because I never went fast. And that's the key to getting over those pebbles.
Yep.
You hit the rocks at my speed, my grandpa's speed of skateboarding. I was jumping off the front of that thing constantly because it just... I'm like, this is worthless. I can walk so much better than I can on this. This thing's, it doesn't go over, and no, zero terrain. It has to be perfect for you to enjoy that. And that's because I sucked at it, and I realized that later when I was watching guys just blow by.
It's because you're not coordinated, bro.
I guess not. I was coordinated at everything else, but not this. That was just, I never liked it.
Well, then you should move it into the Extreme Razor Scooter.
Oh, those are dumb.
Where you can do those BMX tricks.
I don't want to do that. I understand when you're doing for trickery, but I don't understand like hopping on it and going to somebody's house. It just seems silly to me. It's a Margaritaville of transportation. It's
no,
yeah, it is.
No.
It really is. From A to B, it's a Margaritaville.
No,
that hurt.
I know it hurt him, but
it's a dagger right here.
I know, but it's like the Margaritaville sells itself as this big margarita machine, but it just blends ice. That's all it does. A skateboard selling itself as transportation is basically the Margaritaville of transportation.
No.
Yes, it is. It's a Jimmy Buffett-style lie.
Do you still have a board just because you did it so much? Like, I still have to have a board.
I don't anymore. I lost it in a divorce, actually.
She took your board?
It disappeared. I don't know if it got thrown away or what happened to it, but it is not with me anymore.
Riding a skateboard would result in like 9 broken
Oh,
bones.
That'd be death.
Yeah,
it'd
she would never make
in
it.
In traction for
she was always
2 years.
Broken. She was never not broken.
But I will say, when I'm over at a buddy's house and he's got a board or his kid's got a board, I jump right on it.
No kidding.
Yep.
And then you like ride to one end of the thing and go, this is not a transportation.
40-something-year-old dude going, all right, man.
You still do like...
I can ollie and stuff like that, but I can't.
Yeah, we got to film that.
I can't do it. Parkour!
Oh,
I already got two broken wrists this year. I don't need another one.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, if I said to you, like, dude, meet me at my car, and I pulled a board out, and I wrote, you'd be like, this guy's an idiot. That's not a form of transport. Walk like a goddamn adult.
Yeah, but we're 40-something years old now.
Even
it's
when
not,
you're a kid,
you know.
Just, you know what? You're not getting anywhere with that. It doesn't make sense. I again, for tricks and playing around, totally get it. Totally get it.
That's great. It's fun.
But for me to go, I'll be right back. I'm going to Circle K. And you watch me wheel up the road. You're like, look at that idiot. He thinks he's going fast. Up hills was the worst. You're
That's
basically
true.
Walking. I watched a guy go up McDowell here at Papago on a skateboard. And I couldn't stop laughing because it was like he's just pumping his right foot the whole time. I'm like, get off that thing. and walk. You're not doing, if you have to pump every, you're not riding a skateboard. You're just rolling your left foot up the hill. It's like being in a wheelchair. It's, wheelchairs are actually more reasonable. That would be awesome in the Paralympics, is start dumping the wheelchair people into the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
And have wheelchair
surfing.
Because technically, wheelchair is just a sit-down skateboard.
Doing 360 airs
doing
and stuff
that,
with that thing.
Grinding, oh, have, put some rails on the bottom of that chair and have them going up and down. And plus, I think skateboarders get a bad rap. And I know a lot of people do it. And again, I sucked at it. So I'm watching you guys as just vandals. Because you looked for things
tag
to wreck.
And stuff.
Well, not, well, I didn't see it that way. Buddy. But they were like our bench out here in our parking lot. You guys go up and just start wrecking stuff. You don't recognize you're ruining anything because you have no respect for – all skateboarders have no respect for the people stuff that they're wrecking.
Did you have a lot of respect when you were 13, 14 years old?
You have no idea how much respect
you're
I have.
You're lying.
I had respect for – I wouldn't walk in people's yards.
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't. I had tons of
you
respect.
Pussy.
For, I was afraid of every adult. That's why. Every adult I thought was willing and able to beat me. I was afraid of all of it. I had tons of respect for people's property. It was the weirdest thing. But I saw, I'm like, I'm not doing that. You're wrecking that guy's bench. Dude, it's perfect for like a grind. Not doing it.
Rock and roll.
You're wrecking that guy's.
And our front area here is the ultimate skateboard like park.
We built the park.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. We got the benches and those big planters.
Yeah. We're begging skateboarders to come down
here. And I've had to kick them out of here in the middle of the night before. 2 a.m, I'm like, what's that car pulling in? And all these dudes jump to their trunk, pulling their skateboards out and start rail sliding and everything. And I'm like, and I go out there like the old guy, like, hey, what the hell are you doing?
Was it the Japanese team training?
Yeah. I hope it was that
one. Who in the world at 2 a.m. goes, dudes, if you have a driver's license,
let's go over to the radio station and trash
that
bench.
I was just like, dudes, I get it, but get the hell out of here.
Wouldn't it be great if those guys at 2 a.m. woke up,
dudes, I had this great idea. What, Todd? Go over to the station and bust that bench? No. Let's get up early and look for work. Never. I'm just kidding. Let's ruin stuff.
Yeah, I always looked at those. I was an old man when I was a kid. I looked at skateboarders. They're like, ugh, they're wrecking stuff. Plus, they dressed funny. Not that I didn't, but the plaid pants and the weird stuff.
We all dressed funny back then.
But not, I mean, they dressed funny even.
Z Cavarici.
And I had that going on. But I didn't pin my pants.
I didn't do that either, though.
It's the strangest thing. But skateboarding's in the Olympics. It's interesting. We'll see if it's any good. But I just never, I never got it as a form of transportation. The Razor scooter I never got as a form of transportation. You just, you don't, you're not doing anything faster, especially on a hill. And there's nothing funnier to me than watching a grown man on a skateboard trying to, with like a, you know, a polar pop in his hand. He's got one of them big drinks. Going one.
I'm going 1 mile an hour, man. I just didn't feel like walking.
But it's an Olympic event.
It takes some skill.
To go uphill? A to B, no, it doesn't.
No, uphill,
it
takes some, look, that's a battle.
Brady, it takes skill to do the tricks. Hopping on a skateboard and going up the sidewalk is not a skill.
And a baby skateboards for that.
A baby could do it. Well, then what's he doing? His DUI is so bad he can't have a bike?
Walk it up and then shoot it down 60 miles an hour.
Well, maybe, if you're doing that. I've never seen anybody going down McDowell with their Circle K polar pop. He's on his way to his menial task job.
It's the east side DUI transportation. Like on the west side, you got the BMX bikes,
yeah,
but over
that's
here.
True. Oh, man, the second
saw
I would cross
good
Central.
Ones this week on the BMX.
The old guys in the BMX?
Yeah. It must have been 42.
You were on the West Valley.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the only place that happened. When I used to ride my bike to boxing on 7th Avenue, the second I crossed Central, people would be like, booze hound! I'm like, what did I do? I'm riding a nice bike. You get in a BMX, dude had pizza patron. He's delivering pizza patron on the back of his BMX. If you've ever skateboarded to your job, you'd never do that.
No, no.
Kind of a loser.
Even when I skated, I didn't skate to my job.
You wouldn't do it.
No.
But I've come up with something here with this crippled skateboarding idea. You strap big giant boards on those Paralympians.
They're doing the skiing.
Wheelchairs. Yeah, they do it on those sit-down skis. Why not do this?
And I wonder if they do...
Do they do downhill? Like the big... what are they called?
The ski jump?
Yeah. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, because their spines are already broken.
Hell yeah.
What could happen if they crash?
Moguls would be pretty good, too.
No, that's no good. That's bad for the joints. I think the only joints they have left, that's bad. Although I'd watch it.
Everybody come out looking like Caleb.
Just shoving them down there and leaning. They still have the power to lean. They still have some spine juice. So I don't think the moguls are a good idea. But firing them off that ski jump isn't a bad idea.
Eddie it's the Eagle.
Great TV.
Oh, man.
All right, next up. I don't want to do it. Just get up there.
I don't watch the Olympics much, but I would even do a pay-per-view on that one.
I think I'd put some dollar bills down on that. Anyway, the Olympics are upon us, everyone. I hope you're all going to enjoy them this year. And it's going to be like the Olympics slalom on your way to work today. So, again, if you don't have to go, don't. This is one of those days. You know, and we still got that Delta variant hanging around. Call in and go, my throat hurts. I don't want to risk this. I know the guy next to me isn't vaccinated. I don't want to start a thing. Oh, yeah, stay home. Just call it in today. I don't know if it's allergies, if it's the weather. Throw that sore throat at him. It's almost like a man period right now. If a woman calls and says she's got heavy flow, the manager's like, that's fine, you stay home. Look, we don't want to hear about that.
You might get an added 10 days after
that. You might get quarantined for a little bit. The company gets paid. They're all looking for it. The government will give them money.
Or in your case, 6 weeks off.
I mean, long haul it like Brady did and milk that thing into the earth.
Still not able to come to work. Sorry, gang.
Great. It's been a month and a half.
I know. What are you going to do? Anyway, hold on a second. Yeah, we're going to SeaWorld we're in San Diego. A doctor said that was best for my COVIDs.
Anyway, what are you going to do? We have to be very careful. It looks like it's stopped right now, at least where we are. But we had a big brouhaha going on about an hour ago. Brett forgot his keys and stood in this thing outside hoping that we'd answer our phones. Luckily, I was staring at my phone because I don't have a ringer on or anything.
Oh, man.
So if I'd have put that down and gone to the bathroom or something, you'd have been done.
Well, I text you at first, and I'm like, hey, dude, didn't come look. Get me. And I'm like, where's this asshole at? All right. Call him up.
This is pretty much what I was in a heated conversation with Brady about. Something. I don't know what we were talking about. Something amazing. Brady and I were in the depths of chat, and he's standing out in the water. Hilarious. He was soaked, so it's out there right now. We're getting boomed. Probably moving into Central Phoenix as we speak, so. Be careful. If you don't have to get up and go anywhere, don't. It's Friday. You don't do anything anyway. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.